We are beginning tonight Shir and Simon Reish Samuch Vav. We are up to Sif Zayin, which is the last line on page Mem Aleph, about to turn on to page 82. The Mechaber says, "Im ein imo shum echod mikol elu." We've been discussing till now, a person gets stuck in a Shabbos, he has an animal, he has a guy, he has one or the other, and here we discuss where he has nothing with him. Ein imo shum echod mikol elu, he doesn't have a guy, he doesn't have an animal, but he has a wallet. So yitalta lenu pachos mi arba amos. So he can carry it less than 4 amos at a time. So he makes sure not to have an akira, 4 amos in the middle, and then a hanacha, which would be an isha daraisa, where matu him to do the rabbanon, which is to do the akira and hanacha, and stop within 4 amos each time. Vidafka kiso o metzia sheba liyado. But again, this is specifically his wallet or a metzia that came to his hands from before Shabbos. Aval im lo ba liyado lo. But if it didn't come into his hands before Shabbos, again, he can't use this etzah. So the Mishabura says in Sefkatan Tezayin, im ein imo, the Mishabura is bothered, why don't we always have this etzah? Who needs the guy? Who needs the animal? If there's a heter to carry a pachos mi arba amos, just do that all the time. So says the Mishabura, du shvus chamruhu ma'od. A shvus is very chamur, especially in this case. This shvus is very chamur, because duma lo yitzamtzim b'shi'uro. He might not be exacting in his shir of less than 4 amos. V'yavu l'holich arba amos b'shis harabim. And he's going to come to be carrying 4 amos in b'shis harabim. U'b'koshi gadol hitiru chazal dover zeh. And it was with great difficulty that Chazal was matir this, mishum pseida, because of a loss, umifnei sh'odom bol al mamon v'kanal, because again, a person is very concerned about his money, and we're afraid he's going to carry it regular. Ulekach luhitiru Chazal el dafka k'she'en lo shum echad mikol elu hadrochim. And therefore, they were only matir this shvus in a case where there's no other eitzah. There's no guy there, there's no animal there. Then they matir you to carry yourself, pachos mikashir. Continues the Mishabura on the top line of page 82, Sifkaton Yudzayim, V'ze eino moel elo l'inyan tiltol b'rishos harabim o b'karmelis. This Eitzah of less than 4 amos at a time only helps l'gave carrying in a rishos harabim or in a karmelis. Sheha iser hu mishum tiltol arba amos. There the iser is carrying 4 amos in a rishos harabim or midrabanan in a karmelis. Al kein mahani ze, therefore this Eitzah helps. Aval mikarmelis l'rishos hayachir, or the rishus harabim, but going from one rishus to another rishus, the kol shekem rishus harabim, rishus hayachir, where it would be the araisa, to iser hu mishum hotzah mirishus l'rishus. In these cases, the problem is not carrying 4 amos, it's going from rishus A to rishus B, to asra afilu b'chatzi ama, there it's asra, even if it's a chatzi ama, so in a moza, this whole eitzah won't help. This eitzah only helps to carry 4 amos in a rishus harabim, not to go from rishus A to rishus B. Al kein b'inyanenu, therefore in our situation, kishuba samuch lebeso shurish hayachid, it's very nice he's carrying a pachos mikashir all the way home, but now that he gets home, he can't bring it into his house. So when he gets close to his house, which is a rish hayachid, yizro kakis kala'achar yod lebeso, he said, throw the wallet into his house with a shinui. In note 24, he tells us what the shinui is. It's based on what we'll see in the next year. Haynu kafi shabir lahalan. That is, like we're going to explain in the next year, b'shem ha-rokeach, she-yamur ki-she-gavo pone el-ha-chotzer, he should stand with his back to the chotzer, v'yizrekenu mikasefav, and he should throw it over his shoulder. Throw it in a funny way, that would be a shinui to get it from rishus to rishus. Kedei she-lo teheve hachnasa gemura, so it shouldn't be a complete hachnasa. V'afilu imasa hanocha k'sheba samach lebeso, even if he actually stopped when he got to his house, he had to open the door, so he made a full hanocha. They still allowed him to then throw it into his house. It's not only if he does it on the go, but before he makes a hanocha at all, and the Rosh Hashanah, even if he made a full hanocha, and then he's doing another akira, still they were matter this because of the hefsid. Kosova Taz, the Taz writes, Lo yofe osin osan shenosin tinok lomul pachos mi arba amos. It is not good that which people are doing, that they're carrying a baby to a bris milah, carrying him pachos me'ar ba'amos. To mikom okom yesh iser mashem motzia mirishus hayachal l'rechov shu karmelis. Because lemaisa, again, that's very good in the rishus rabbin, but to go from where you are to the karmelis, from the rishus hayachal to the karmelis, you got a problem. Elo, rather, what's the eitzah? Yotzienu al yedei eino yehudi mirishus l'rishus. Obviously, the baby, you don't want to throw him over your shoulder. That wouldn't be the best way to go to his bris milah. So what you would do is, you would get a guy to carry him out from rishus A to rishus B. And then once you have him in the Rishus HaRabim, v'achakach yitaltalenu b'pachos me'arba amos. For the actual carrying within that one Rishus, you can carry him pachos me'arba amos. And then when you carry him inside from the outside, you will have a guy carry him inside as well. According to the Magen Avraham that we'll see later, you shouldn't do this whole Eitzah because you should just give him the bris meal in the house. You don't need to carry him to the shul. Let the mole bring his stuff before Shabbos to the house and do the meal in the house. So we said that you carry him less than 4 amos at a time. Now what do you do between each carrying? So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yamod lofush b'entayim rega echad lahasik b'neim. And then you stand to wait in between for a moment to make a separation between the previous 4 amos, the previous pachos me'arba amos, to the future pachos me'arba amos. V'hanochas gufo kanochas chayfetz. And even though you're just stopping, but you're not putting the item that you're carrying down, the hanoch of the person is like the hanoch of the chayfetz, and it separates. The af al gav de eino omed beintayin litzarech atzmo lonuach tas. And even though it's really a game, because you're not really stopping to rest, ela kadesh lo yavir ab amos b'vasachas. You're only doing it because you don't want to be considered carrying for amos b'vasachas. Afilu hachi mikir omed lofush. It's still considered as if you're stopping to take a break, and it's good enough. So he's already being omed on your kavanah. Your kavanah is really just to avoid the iser. Your kavanah is not really to be taking a break, but it's okay. We view it as if you're taking a break. But this is not so pashut. Because v'yesh machmirim, there are those who are machmir, she'tzarech davka leishe bentayim. It's not enough just to stop walking. You have to actually sit down. It has to be clear that you're actually taking a break. And you have to actually sit down. O lahaniach ha'chefetz agabe karka. Or place the item on the floor. It's not enough just for you to stop your walking. Now there is an interesting note over here. If you look at note 27, on this chumra the Rabbeinu Yerucham, he writes, "V'deyazu kasa b'sharatzion l'kamon shedochuk k'tzas." It's a little bit of a dochuk pshat. Sherei minayin hamakor l'chadish chumra zu. From where does this come to be mechadish such a chumra? Af im hirak midrabbanon, even though it's only midrabbanon. So where does this chumra come from? And then he brings an interesting thing. Ulinyan shehiyah bein achila shnei chatzoi kezayah shel iser yose mishir kedei achilas pras kedei shelo leschayev al ha'achila. Now we know any achilas only if you have the certain size kezayas within a certain time kedei achilas pras, and if you extend it longer than that, so you avoid the problem of the iser, right? You're not going to be over eating the kezayas with the achilas pras. So the Shalos and Shuvah Shnos Chaim says shenirish she'ein hadover nechshav kehefsek ben ha'achilos. If you just delay the achila and extend it over, let's say, 9 minutes, so it's not the achilas pras, it's longer than that, that's not considered a hefsek between the achilos. Ho'il v'lo nasa elo kadesh lo hischayiv. The same svara, you're not really doing it to stop the achila, you're just doing it so you shouldn't be chayiv. Ve'hevi rayu l'dvarav mishidas Rabbeinu Yerucham and Eskeres Kan. He brings a raya from this Rabbeinu Yerucham over here. Shekesh kavanas ha'omed hirak kedei shelo yichoshev kimi shever dal ramos v'asachas. When your whole kavanah of stopping is only that you shouldn't be over the issur of carrying four amos, ein ha'midin nechsheves kehefsek. So just like over here, the more machmir shita the Rabbeinu Yerucham says, you can't just stop. You have to sit, you have to put it down, you have to make a real hefsek. So too, just stalling a little bit when you're eating your Kezayas of Isser wouldn't be enough to get you out of the Isser. That's what he says. Achein b'mishabur l'kamon. However, the Mishabur later on says not that way. Mevur sheshehiyazu nechsheves kehefsek v'gabi achilas chol b'yom kippurim. When it comes to a chol eating on Yom Kippur, you're trying to have him less than a kdei achilas pras, just stalling is good enough, says the Mishabur. V'chein kasev agon rosh homo zavon arbach shelach ore din hefsek shebein achilos u'gedin yeshiva b'intayim shenechsheves hefsek. He says, really pausing in the achila, delaying it more than 9 minutes, is really like in this case, sitting down, which according to everyone is good. It's like a real break. It's fine. Vosavin, he adds on, Shaptur al achila bishir yosem ikdei achilas pras, eina mishum hefsek. Then he says, actually, the whole ptur of the achila in a time that's longer than achilas pras, is not, the svar is not because of a hefsek. Shari im avar mitchilas achila ad sofa yosem mishir kdei achilas pras, because if the time pass from the beginning of your achila till the end, more than the achilas pras, ain chayv ma'achilas, you're not chayv no matter what. Gam mi ma'achilas, even if you're eating the whole time. So it's not a svar in hefsek. It's a svar in that you just didn't eat in the right time. It's not considered an achila. It's not the fact that you were mafsik in the middle of your achila. It's just not an achila, and therefore there would be no connection over here. Here you're trying to make a hefsek. There it's not an idea of a hefsek. It's just making it. It's not an achila if you don't have a certain amount in a certain amount of time. Back to the Mishabura, we are on the first wide line, right at the end of Sifkotun Yilches. Kasu ha'achronim v'achronim, right, the pachos me'arba amos yoser odev sheyia ayidei shnayim misheyia ayidei echad. Whenever you have pachos me'arba amos, it is better that you have two people switching off, right, each less than four amos and then the next guy, rather than having one person doing it. U'bazel u'kuyalma ein tzarech leishev shum echad v'lo lamad lafash. In that case, we have two people switching off, then everyone holds, you would not have to sit down, you would not have to stop. You could just pass it one to the next. The b'chol echad have a ma'isa chadash, since it's a new person, less than every four amos, so that's already a ma'isa chadash, and therefore there is no concern. The Mishabura says, "Vayter in sevkaton yudches shebalu." Although we said in the Machaber that this heter of pachas me'arba amos is dafka kiso o metzia shebalu yado. That's dafka your wallet or a metzia that you found. Shebalu yado. Zokta Mishabura in yudches haynu mivodyom. But kanal b'sif aleph, we said in sif aleph that the metzia came to your hands before Shabbos, then it's already considered like yours, and it's like your wallet, it's fine. As opposed to something that was not balu yado before Shabbos, then you would not have this heter. But there is an interesting point that B'Halacha brings down, the B'maskel aval, in lo balu yado lo, I am a prima gadam shemuchach midvarov. Look in the prima gadam where it's clear from his words, the dafka pachos midar amos ayidei adam echad hu da'aser. That which we say you found the item on Shabbos, you can't carry a pachos mi'arba amos. That's only if you're doing it by yourself. You're going to stop each less than four amos. That's when it's not good. But if you have 25 people and you're each going to pass it on to each other and each person is only going to hold it less than four amos, and then it goes to the next person and keeps going, even though each person is carrying it less than four amos, Valdera Kane Osin, Shari, that will be permissible. Kimavur Bishin Memtes of Gimel, Ubatashab, Sukkotan Aleph, the Boofen Zelo Gozra, Pachos Midaramos. In that case, they would not gozra at all on Pachos Midaramos. The whole concern of Pachos Midaramos is that you might go too far. But if you have people there waiting and it's being passed off from person to person, so then they never made Xera, and even if you found it on Shabbos, that would be allowed to pass your Metziah on, Pachos Midaramos, for each person taking turns. Vidan, you should know. Do dafka b'motza dover shemutu l'taltal. This is dafka if the item that you found is not muktzah. Aval in motza dover sh'asru l'taltal, if you found something that you're not allowed to carry because you're not allowed to move it, it's muktzah. Osr al kaponim ishu muktzah. Then you have a separate issue, which is muktzah, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. V'kedemuchach b'sof ha'simen. Ayin sham b'mekor adin.
A
Metziah
is not.
What?
A Metziah by itself is not muktzah.
That's a good question. It would depend what the Metziah is. If it's a, yeah, it's a good question.
When it came to Shabbos, it wasn't.
Right, but there are certain things that, even if you don't have them in mind, but they're normally used, I'll say like food, so then it's not Muktzah. Like certain things just never get a status of Muktzah. But you're asking a good question. It could be that the fact that it's a Metziah with certain items would create an Isra Muktzah just alone like that. That's a very good point. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. Do one more Sif Ches. Yesh Omrim, there are those who say, the dafka misha hichshech lo baderech. These halachas that we're discussing, and these haterim that we allow, are dafka if all of a sudden it became dark while he was on his trip. Shayasavur shadayin yesh shehus bayom. He thought he miscalculated, he thought he would have time to get to his destination, and all of a sudden it became Shabbos. So he left with plenty of time, but he miscalculated. Aval misha yato mibeso samal lachashecha. But someone who left his house very close to Shabbos, v'shachach v'hotzi l'rishus harabim, and he carried, leaving his house very close to Shabbos, thinking that when it comes Shabbos, I'll get rid of it. So there, it's more problematic. He forgot to get rid of the item, and he kept carrying it, but he left his house, samal chashecha, lo etir lo b'shum echad me'adrachim ha'elu. Then they were not matir any of these kulas that we say, giving it to the goy, carrying a pachas midar amos. Those haterim don't apply. It only applies when you left earlier in the day and you thought you had plenty of time before Shabbos, you miscalculated the time of Shabbos. But if you left right before Shabbos thinking, oh, in 3 minutes I'm going to get rid of this item, and then you forgot to get rid of it, so then we don't allow you this heter. So the Mishabura says in Sifkaton Chof, Bayom, some say again that it's Dafka, that it was Hichshech lo baderech, she'asov v'shadayin yesh shehus bayom, you thought you had time in the day, Shektas ones choshev, that's considered a little bit of an ones. But if you left your house, some of the chashechas, if katan chav aleph, hatam, the reason why we're more machmir over there to pushehu, there you were negligent. Kevan de be'ez hayatziah hayasam al chashecha, when you left your house, it was 5 minutes before shkia. Then you should be concerned that maybe you might forget to get rid of it and you'll end up carrying it. You shouldn't leave your house with an item 5 minutes before Shkia. But if you left your house while it was still day, plenty of time till Shkia, so then if you accidentally pass the time of Shkia, so then we allow you all that terim that we discussed previously in the Siman. So again, if you didn't plan properly, left right before Shabbos, carrying, hoping to get rid of it, and you forgot, then they did not give you these heterim. Rotzalomer means to say, so what do you do? So l'maisi, you carried out your wallet, or whatever you carried out, and 15 minutes later, it's Shabbos, and now we say you don't have these heterim because you left so close to Shabbos, so what do you do? So Rotzalomer, shiasek efiya mevur l'kamon besif yud beiz b'hago. You do what we're going to see in the next few sifim and sif yud beiz in the Ramah. The Yatir Chagoro Bashuk, you should undo your belt in the market, V'hu Nofel, and you let it fall. Now, it's talking about where you're carrying the item in your belt. So that's why you know, loosen your belt and let the item that you're carrying fall down. V'omer Leinu Yehudi L'Shamro, and you could ask a guy to watch it for you, but you can't carry it. You basically have to drop the item right away, and you could ask a guy to watch it. U'besefer El Yerabba Hevidas HaRashba. The Yerabba brings the Rashba, Hacholik al Hayesh Omrim Hazeh. The Rashba argues this Yesh Omrim, Usfirle, and the Rashba holds the Gamba Zeh Yesh Lusmoch al Adrochim Hanal. The Rashba says that you can rely, even in such cases, on all the Mahalchim that we've been saying so far, the cost of the Yesh Lusmoch Alav. And the Yerabba says that you can rely on that Rashba. So again, even though the Mechaber says you wouldn't have the coolest in that case, Lemaisa, the Rashba says you do have it, and Al-Yarabba says that you can rely on doing these Eitzes even in a case where you were a little bit more Pasheya and you left closer to Shabbos thinking I'll get rid of the item and you forgot to get rid of it, you would have these coolas. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we'll begin with Siftes.